This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. June is National Pride Month, and Juneteenth is coming up too. This weekend, the Black LGBTQ community in Dallas is celebrating both. KERA's Galilee Abdullah reports.
Dozens of people have gathered at a block party to drink, dance, and do the limbo. It's sort of a pre-party for the big party this weekend. A chance to celebrate being LGBTQ and being Black. It's Dallas Southern Pride's Juneteenth Unity Festival. The festivities celebrate both Pride Month and Juneteenth, the holiday that commemorates the end of slavery in Texas, 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. Shamar Garcon Dupree says it makes sense for the Black LGBTQ community to celebrate both.
For us as a community, I think Juneteenth is important. It's especially being important for gay people because not only are we celebrating the culture, but we're celebrating the freedom for us too.
The weekend event features a pool party, concerts, and a barbecue, but it's a party with a purpose. Organizers have been offering free tickets to the events, featuring musicians like rapper Cash Doll, if partygoers get health screenings, testing for HIV and sexually transmitted infections, as well as hepatitis C. They're calling it testing for tickets. Dion Christen is helping organize the events.
Now, because they want to go see Cash Doll or because they want to come to something that they know is going to be hype, they'll come in and get their status, you know. So I think it's important to get people aware however you have to make them aware.
Kristen works for Abounding Prosperity. It's a Dallas nonprofit that provides health and social services to African Americans with a focus on the Black LGBTQ community. The group is organizing the Juneteenth Unity Festival. Ahmad Ghori with Abounding Prosperity says health service organizations will have a presence at the parties.
The Dallas County Health and Human Services is going to be there talking about their programs and services. Some of the pharmaceutical companies, one particular, Gilead Sciences, which makes the drug Truvada for PrEP and some HIV treatment drugs, is a major sponsor.
The weekend event gives partygoers access to health services. But Ghori says it also creates a space to have a good time and be themselves.
They're Cedar Springs. Primarily like the gayborhood of Dallas, and a lot of the African-American LGBTQ members here in Dallas just really don't feel comfortable down there. There's been stories of possible discrimination and mistreatment in that area.
They also say there are dress codes at gay bars and clubs that they consider discriminatory. And they say Oaklawn, the heart of Dallas's LGBTQ community, is changing due to development. Shamar Garcon Dupree hosts many events for the local Black LGBTQ community.
I think they have purposely regentrified the community. As you can see, you have these lavish luxury apartments in that area, increased the rent, and as they did those things, they moved a lot of the minority community out.
These are issues happening not just in Dallas. Experts say they're happening around the country. E. Patrick Johnson is a professor and chair of the Department of African American Studies at Northwestern University. His research is focused on Black Southern queer identities.
We were not welcome in what was considered the regular pride, which is a code for white pride. And so we had to create our own traditions, our own spaces, just like there are historically Black colleges, because Black folks could not get into white colleges.
Those spaces include ballroom culture. Ballroom is kind of like a gala, but with a DJ and MCs. The event features dancing and competitive performances. Dion Christen participates in local ballroom events.
Not having spaces and needing to create spaces to celebrate our own things is how ballroom was created. And it started off as a thing for Black trans women and Black gay men. At the time when it started as more so like drag pageants and drag balls.
And ballroom is gaining visibility, like with the FX TV series Pose. It explores the history of ballroom culture on the East Coast. E. Patrick Johnson says he's excited to see what the Black LGBTQ community creates next.
Wherever we are in the world, we're being festive and we're celebrating all that we bring, not just to queer culture, but to culture in general.
A celebration that will be in full force this weekend in Dallas. Galilee Abdullah, KERA News.